Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds. It's so good to be with you again today as we continue along in Psalm 119. Today we're in verse number 46. We read, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. We as Christians have nothing to be ashamed of. We have the good news that everybody needs. Think about how many people we see in the book of Acts that after they experienced the grace and mercy of God upon their life, how bold they were. Peter after Pentecost, Stephen before the Council of Acts, Paul before Felix in Acts chapter 24, Paul before Festus in Acts chapter 25, and of course before Agrippa in Acts chapter 26. Our psalmist was so confident, even as he said in verse 41, he says, let thy mercies come unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. He was experiencing the mercies of God, and he was so confident of God's grace, because of God's grace upon his life, I believe it made him very bold. And that, of course, reminds me of a story that we find in Daniel. And within this story, he had three companions that refused to worship the image. In verse 8, as we pick up the story, of course, these three guys with Daniel, they were over in Babylon. They had been exiled from the nation of Israel there in Jerusalem. In verse 8, he says, wherefore, at a time when certain of the Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews, the Chaldeans, another name for the Chaldeans, were the Babylonians. And they spake and they said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. Of course, the king at this time was King Nebuchadnezzar, and he had built this huge image of him while out in the field in order to be worshipped. And so these guys knew enough about the Jews that they were told that from the Ten Commandments even, that thou shalt have no other God before me. And so they were looking to trip up the Jews. In verse 11 we read, and whosoever falleth not in worship, that he should be cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. And then he mentions them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They've served not thy gods, nor worshipped the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage, became furious. He became very upset with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he asked that these guys be brought before him. And as you read further on in chapter 3, we see as he brings them before them, and he asked them to, you know, bow down and worship at the time of the sound of the music was going to be played. And verse 16 we read, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, even as we have in our verse, in verse 16, we read, I will speak of thy testimony also before kings and will not be ashamed. These guys were speaking to Nebuchadnezzar. He says, we will answer the king, O Nebuchadnezzar. We are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able. He's able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. The result, the punishment from that bending their knees and worshiping at the sound of the music is they were supposed to be thrown into this fiery furnace. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, as they continued on, that we will not serve thy gods, nor will we worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Isn't this so beautiful? In the face of even death, that they were not willing to compromise. When somebody experiences and knows the grace and the love of God, really, truly, who else can we turn to? Where else can we go? Because doesn't God hold the keys to eternal life?
verse 19, it goes on and tells us, then when Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, can you picture this guy, man? He was going berserk. He was full of fury. And the form of his visage was changed, otherwise being, kind of in control. You can picture him as being king. All of a sudden, man, he was looking like a madman, full of fury. It changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Otherwise, he had a heart for these young men, and he liked them, as we had read earlier in chapter one of the book of Daniel. But now he's against them. And he says, therefore he spake and commanded they should heat the furnace over seven times more than it was wrought to be heated. Otherwise, he says, make that thing cook. And he commanded that most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them in the burning fiery furnace. Oh my, what an exciting story this is. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hose them in their hats and everything else. Their garments were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. So they took their caps, their hats, their sandals, everything, and they threw them into the fire. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace was exceedingly hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So basically, as they opened up this furnace, the flames came shooting out so hot that it not only was supposed to consume up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it just kind of billowed out, and it grabbed those who were taking them down there, and it burned them up. And all three men, it tells us in verse 23, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Great story. Great story. Even as the psalmist says, I'm going to speak of thy truth, thy testimonies, also before king, and will not be ashamed. Well, of course, our story doesn't end there. Because we see the miraculous, it says, then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished as he rolled up at haste and spake. And he said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? And they answered and he said unto the king, true, O king. And he answered, he said, lo, I see a fourth man loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and from the form it's like the Son of God. Every so often, we have this picture of Jesus in the Old Testament, the fourth one like to the Son of God. I imagine Nebuchadnezzar at this point must have been shaken. As he looked in there and he saw how they weren't even hurt by the fire. I don't know about you, but I tell you, that would just shake me to the core. And of course, Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake. And he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, your servants of the Most High God, come forth, come out of that place. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. And the princesses and the governors and the captains and the kings and the council, being gathered together, saw these men upon whom bodies the fires had no power, nor was their hair on the head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor their, I like this part, not only were the coats changed, neither was the smell of fire had passed on them. Man, it's hard to go to a barbecue at a beach or a campfire without getting the smell of fire on you. These guys probably smelled like they just took a shower. They were clean. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and he said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Notice the change of the king. As they spake so faithfully, and they did not compromise who they were before the king. And he says, who has sent his angels and delivered his servant that trusted in him, and had changed the king's words and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship the God except their own God. And of course, Nebuchadnezzar goes on and he promotes these guys, and he takes those guys that tried to accuse them. He tells us in verse 29 how he ordered that they would be cut into pieces and their houses should be made a dunghill. And because there's no other God, he says, there's no other God that can deliver after this sort. The Word of God, when God gives us an opportunity to speak, we need to speak. To speak the truth, what God has for us. In closing, Paul writes in Romans chapter 1, verse 15, "So as much as is in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also. For I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek." Who knows where God might take you this week? Who knows where the people that God might set in front of you? Let's speak the truth. Let's share people about the love. Let's share with people, whoever we come in contact with, about the love of Jesus Christ. And so until next time, may God richly bless you. Bye-bye now. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.